Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we looked at the sin of anger or wrath. We're in our Vice and Virtues series, and we were looking at the sin of anger. And this one was a tricky one in some ways because we talked about it on Sunday. There are righteous forms of anger. There are ways we can get angry that reflect, if we're walking with Jesus, that reflect the heart of Jesus, the heart of God. God is angry and opposed to sin. Jesus is angry at one point in time at the Pharisees with their hardness of heart. He's healing somebody, and all they care about is that he's working on the Sabbath. And the scriptures say when he looks around, he looks at them, and he knows what's going on in their hearts, and he's angry about it. And so love can move us. One author said, anger is love in motion. Right? It's something you love is endangered when someone you love is being hurt, right? That can cause you to be angry, and sometimes righteously so. But too often in our lives, in our hearts, we get angry not in a righteous way, but in an unrighteous way. We get angry not for righteous reasons, but for unrighteous reasons. It's not that we're angry oftentimes because the name of God and the honor of the Lord has been, you know, impugned, or that someone's not loving their neighbor in a righteous way and we, you know, are righteously indignant about that. It's oftentimes, if we're honest, because our pride got hurt, because we feel inconvenienced, because our ego has been checked. And so oftentimes our anger comes from unrighteous places because sin, it distorts our loves and our affections. And so we see a lot of times an unrighteous anger. So on Sunday, we walked through three steps, three things to really say. We went through the story of Genesis 4 and Cain killing his brother Abel because he harbors his anger and lets it grow and grow and fester in his life. And so the three things we walked through was, one, analyze your anger. Two, deal with it quickly. And three, remember the mercy of God. One, analyze your anger. Two, deal with it quickly. And three, remember the mercy of God. And I'll say briefly on one and three. You know, I owe number one, this is really good, from Jonathan Parnell in a book. He wrote a chapter on anger in the book called Killjoys. And he just talks about how, you know, we have to ask ourselves the question that God asked Cain in Genesis 4. Why are you angry? That's the question he asks Cain. Why are you angry? What's the reason for your anger? Because if we will trace that back, we will often find, Lord, I'm not angry for a righteous reason. I am angry for an unrighteous reason. I'm angry at something I shouldn't be angry about. And it's an opportunity then for confession and repentance and for the Lord to gently and lovingly correct us. And when we remember the mercy of God, this is really, you know, partly how we deal with anger, is we go to the gospel. We look to Jesus. We look to the Father who, angry against sin, but his anger, his wrath against sin, falls on Jesus at the cross so that we might receive his mercy and his grace. Often what anger does in our life is it causes us to fixate on the problem. It becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, and it distorts our perspective. When you remember the mercy of God over your life personally, it and you remember, God has forgiven me of all of my sin, past, present, and future. All the just wrath of God fell on Jesus at the cross. It makes it difficult, if not impossible, to go from that and then say, but I'm going to hold on to my anger against someone else if it's an unrighteous anger. No, you know, the kindness of God and the love of God leads us to repentance, to a place of saying, Father, forgive me. All right, forgive me. Help me to deal with this anger. But I just want to speak briefly here on number two. And I said, deal with it quickly. So I want to read to us Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 and 27. The Apostle Paul says, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let, and he's quoting Psalm 4, verse 4 there. Right? In your anger, be angry and don't sin. It's not always wrong to be angry, but don't sin in the way you express it, or, you know, looking in your heart and saying, why am I angry in the first place? But then he says this, do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. This, to me, sounds so similar to what God says to Cain in Genesis 4, where he says, look, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? He says, sin is crouching at the door, Cain. And its desire is for you. It wants to rule you, but you must rule over it. You must rule over it. That sounds very similar to what the Apostle Paul is saying here, right? Don't give the devil a foothold. If you hold on to that anger and you let it fester, I mean, look at what it did in Cain's life. He ends up murdering his brother because he allows that anger to sit and grow and fester, and it boils over into him murdering his own brother. In your life and in mine, I often hear this verse quoted, right? Don't let the sun go down in your anger, only in marriage contexts. And it is certainly true in a marriage relationship how important that we talk to one another and we confess to the Lord and we ask for forgiveness and we reconcile instead of just saying, hey, you know, good night, I'll see you tomorrow, and we're still angry. But I think it's important to recognize the Apostle Paul is not primarily or only speaking to married couples here. This is just for the Christian life. Don't let the sun go down in your anger. And I know that doesn't always mean you're going to reach reconciliation, right? You may not even have a chance to talk to that person that you're angry with that night. But it does mean before you go to bed, you're going to the Lord and you're saying, Father, I don't want to go to bed fuming. I don't want to go to bed stewing on this. I don't want to just sweep this under the rug and pretend like it'll go away. It doesn't. Anger is like mold, right? You sweep it under the rug, it just grows. We have to expose it to the gospel. We have to bring it out into the light and say, Lord, help me to understand why I'm angry. I want to remember the gospel. I want to deal with this quickly. I don't want to let the sun go down on my anger and give the enemy a foothold in my life to work and to wreak havoc. I want to bring this to you and ask you to help me, to forgive, to repent if needed, to confess to the Lord and bring it before him. I want to encourage you to take those steps. Take what the Apostle Paul says seriously here. Let me pray for you, and then I'll encourage you to take some time to pray for yourself. Father, I do ask that in my own life personally, help me not to sit in anger, but to bring it to you, Father, to deal with it quickly, and to remember the mercy of God in my own life. Thank you, Father, for who you are. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Will you take some time now and pray that to the Lord and just speak to him and ask him to work in your life in this area? Do so now.